Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vico. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. There goes Keltner. The throw from Swift to LePon, and Keltner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newhouser for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LePon takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LePon moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. LePon scores. Berry moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen is walked intentionally. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Wirtz scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Wakefield moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vico is walked intentionally. Mayo moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LePon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Berry reaches second base with a double. LePon moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. LePon scores. Berry scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to third. Vico moves to second. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to home to get Mayo. Vico moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 3 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lipon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wertz moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ernest Groth now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Vico moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-4 in the game. Newhouser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Vico scores. Swift moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Barry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.